I'm Marco Werman. This is The World. We asked you to find a mountain range in Central Asia for today's GeoQuiz. The answer is the Pamir Mountains. And it is in these mountains where you might hear people speaking Shugni. Tom Goodell of WUKY in Lexington, Kentucky, reports on a dying language.
Here's how Shugni sounds.
Mordas bashande nam bagaras zolchomor, Yusuf istemistase denyo ichayas misbakor.
That's part of a love poem. Shugni is spoken by about 60,000 people in Tajikistan and Afghanistan. Like many endangered languages, it's spoken more by the old than the young, and it has no written tradition. Gulnoro Mirzavafoyeva is a linguist from Tajikistan who grew up speaking Shugni.
This is something that we should not lose, because this is something that we value. It's not that we don't have that word in Shugni. We do have. And if it continues like this, there is a kind of possibility for language to be lost.
Mirzavafoyeva's mission to save her language brought her to the University of Kentucky on a U.S. government program. There she met linguistics professor Jean Marie Rouillet Willoughby.
On the list of biographical information I received was that she was a native speaker of Shugni, which I immediately thought, I've never heard that language. I'm going to investigate. So once we started finding out more about the language, we discovered that it was undocumented and in need of not only documentation, but to some extent protection.
The official language of Tajikistan is Tajik. Russian is also widely spoken. Those are the languages of instruction, of business, and of TV and radio. People speak Shugni at home, and Gulnoro Mirzavafoyeva says even she, a linguist, can't remember all the Shugni words she once knew.
Now I have so many words that I use from Russian language, and I forgot the Shugni words for that. But the old people, they use less Russian words.
There are many languages in a similar state of collapse, including several others in the Pamir Mountain region of Central Asia. Many of these endangered languages have a claim to their own uniqueness. That's the case with Shugni, too, says University of Kentucky linguist Andrew Hipsley.
One particular area that we're interested in is the verb system. Throughout the life of us, we still cannot puzzle out exactly what's going on. They have all the irregular and regularity problems that we have. They also have a strange agreement system in their verbs. They decide who the subject of the sentence. They do it one way if it's the present tense, and they do it a completely different way if it's the past tense.
It may follow wildly different grammatical patterns, says Hipsley, but Shugni has more in common with English than you might think.
Because Shugni is at some point related to English, way, 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 way back when. Yes, it's part of Indo-European. We're discovering all sorts of similar sounding words. Like, for example, a few days ago, we were talking about the word weave. And the word weave is our word for knit. And it's not a coincidence. At one point, Shugni and English speakers at the same time were both saying weave, meaning more or less the same thing.
And ultimately, that's all these linguists can do. Document the characteristics and grammatical tics of this language before it vanishes. For The World, this is Tom Goodell in Lexington, Kentucky.